The glow of the sun appears above the Earth's curved surface. The Earth and the Moon rest among a layer of clouds and stars. A lion-shaped constellation shines at the center of the universe. Reflective silver letters float among clouds. Lionsgate. The sun shines through the letters. Silver letters settle on a spinning red sphere. IM Global, a Reliance Entertainment company. A reel moving through a box shows a cartoon creature biting off a rabbit's head. A Shoebox Films production. Text appears, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. A drone flies over clusters of trees and low-rise buildings in a desert landscape. Aerial footage zooms in on people walking on the ground. IM Global presents. Trucks and people stand outside a building. Soldiers crouch and shoot. A Shoebox Films production. A turbaned man readies an RPG. A building explodes. Civilians flee in a dust cloud. A film by Stephen Knight. The aerial footage zooms in on a tank moving through a street. Bullets rip through the tank. The soldiers cramped inside slump. Black smoke billows out. A bald soldier marches a long-haired man through a square.
Yep, he's got a weapon on the right.
Roger that. Hummingbird can see it. He's got a weapon. He's still shooting up in the air right now. We see him.
The bald soldier fires a gun up in the air. Jason Statham. A title appears, Hummingbird. Aerial surveillance footage moves over a lit-up city. Lights shine from a row of skyscrapers. Text appears, London. Strings of red lanterns hang in a dark, narrow street. 1 year later, a garbage truck drives through an intersection. February. A man in a beanie and a man in a flat cap walk on the sidewalk. They both reach into a garbage can, then cross the road. They set off down the street with the lanterns. The man in the beanie grabs a bottle from a surface and takes a swig. The man in the flat cap kicks a box.
Taxman! All we want is your cash and your rocks.
Joey, don't fight back.
The man in the cap hauls a man up and throws him against the wall. His partner pins another man. Joey and his companion, a blonde girl, hide in shadows. The man in the beanie taps a man's face. His partner yanks off a man's hat and slaps him. The blonde girl stands. The man in the cap inspects a rock and grins. He turns. The girl leads Joey away. The man in the beanie pushes Joey into a garbage bin. The man in the cap grips the girl's chin. He kisses her. He unzips her jacket. Joey headbutts the man in the beanie. The man in the cap turns to punch Joey. The girl runs. The man swings Joey into a metal shutter. The man in the beanie kicks Joey in the gut. The man in the cap twists Joey's head and punches him. He hauls Joey up and punches him again. The man in the beanie lifts Joey and punches his ribs. He slams his foot onto Joey's back. They haul Joey up. The man in the cap takes out a switchblade. Joey elbows him and runs. He tips over a garbage bin. The man in the beanie rolls over it. Agata Buzek. Joey limps down a narrow alley. He stops by a wall. The man in the beanie turns into the alley and spots him. Joey crosses the street. Vicky McClure, Benedict Wong, Gare Ryan. The Man in the Beanie crosses the street. Co-executive producer Steve Squillante. Co-producer Andrew Warren. Joey hobbles up a slope and through a closing metal gate. The Man in the Beanie follows. He runs up the slope and gets caught in the gate. Music by Dario Marianelli. Joey clambers up a metal staircase. The Man in the Beanie squeezes through. He jogs up the staircase past a flickering light. Film editor Valerio Benelli. Joey climbs up to the roof. The river and city lights sprawl out before him. Production designer Michael Carlin. The Man in the Beanie climbs the stairs. Joey limps across the rooftop. Director of photography Chris Mengus. Executive producers Stuart Ford, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Deepak Nayar, Joe Wright. Joey fumbles with a skylight. Produced by Paul Webster, Guy Healy. The skylight opens. Written and directed by Stephen Knight. The Man in the Beanie climbs the stairs. Joey drops into a dark apartment. He looks around at the spacious open-plan kitchen and living room. Through the curtains, the Man in the Beanie's shadow climbs the stairs. The man turns back and stops at a window. Joey turns on a lamp. The man goes back down the stairs. Clutching his stomach, Joey stands. He hobbles past a flat-screen TV and toward the kitchen. He stops to look at a black-and-white photo of a muscular nude on the wall. He steps into the kitchen and looks at the locks and bolts on the front door. He steps toward a window. The glow of the London Eye shows through the blinds. He flicks on a light, illuminating his bloodied face and straggly shoulder-length hair. His eyes flick between more black-and-white photos of nude men. He walks to the front door and locks a bolt. He grabs a bottle of vodka from the fridge. He sits leaning on the fridge and drinks from the bottle. Morning. Isabel sits on the sidewalk. Chefs drag metal vats down the street. The man in the flat cap jogs past the chefs. Isabel stands. The man grabs her and puts a knife to her throat. In the apartment bathroom, Joey leans over the toilet. He spits into the sink. He stares unblinkingly into the mirror. Steam fogs up the glass. He rubs his face in the shower. He moves his bruised, muscular torso under the water. A tattoo of a sword spans his shoulder. He opens the bathroom cabinet. He takes scissors and snips off locks of hair. He washes his buzz cut scalp at the sink and rubs his face. He slides open a wardrobe door, revealing a row of suit jackets and shirts. He adjusts a shirt in the mirror and pulls on a dark jacket. He puts on a brown overcoat and studies himself in the mirror. He turns his face, looking at the cuts and bruising around his temple. He takes a tweed cap hanging on the mirror and pulls it low over his forehead. He opens kitchen drawers. He takes a small bottle of blue liquid from a shelf and drinks. He picks up a bowl of keys and coins from a shelf. He drops the keys.
October 1st. If you need me, you can call my agent Paul or reach me on my New York number 212-555-9898. That's 212-555-9898.
You have no new messages.
Joey picks up the keys. He goes to a mound of letters by the door. He tears open bills and tosses them aside. He opens a letter from Tempero Bank. He opens a letter containing a credit card. He looks at the Tempero Bank letter, which reads, "PIN enclosed." Nighttime. Joey walks through Covent Garden, passing the Royal Opera House. He inserts the card in an ATM and keys in the PIN written on his hand. He looks over his shoulder and clicks balance. On the screen, "Please wait." His eyes widen. A hand places crack rocks into his palm. He hands over bills. Joey sways as he walks down the street. He walks backwards and knocks into a man who pushes him away. He spins and drinks from a vodka bottle. Diners outside a restaurant stare at him. He grabs a woman and spins her. A short-haired man pushes him into a window. In Afghanistan, Joey marches the long-haired man. In London, the short-haired man lets Joey go. Joey drinks from the vodka bottle. In Afghanistan, Joey fires the assault rifle in the air. He pushes the long-haired man into a building and covers the man's face. Under a tent in a courtyard, a woman ladles soup into cups. Men wait in line.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Actually, it was 2 days ago, but thank you.
Happy birthday, Christina.
Actually, it was 2 days ago, but thank you.
Subtitles, "Happy birthday, Christina. Actually, it was 2 days ago, but thank you. Thank you." Joey leans against an archway, drinking. He walks up to Christina.
No alcohol.
I'm looking for someone.
Christina peers at him.
Joseph? Joseph, where did you get those clothes?
Her name's Isabel. They saw I've come to save her.
Joseph, did you rob someone?
Had some luck. Maybe God, you know?
He takes out a roll of bills.
God gave me this.
Joseph, I'm going to call David, my police liaison officer.
This is for you, sister. You're okay. Buy something nice for yourself.
He places down the money. He walks off. Christina picks up the cash. She fans out the notes, then pockets them. A white van drives over a bridge. The skyscrapers glow in the distance. The van drives down a road. Written on the side, Sisters of Redemption. Dawn. The van drives through a gate and parks outside a church. Christina gets out. She opens the back. She carries a soup pan into the church. She lies on a narrow bed in a light, boxy room. She grabs a pair of glasses and the roll of bills from a side table.
20, 40, 60, 80, 100.
In the nave, in a nun's habit, Christina sets out prayer books.
20, 40, 60, 80, 300. 20, 40, 60, 80, 400, 450, 500.
Sister Christina? So, do you know how much is there?
£500.
In an office, Christina sits opposite the Mother Superior.
A donation is a donation. I don't see the quandary.
He is quite famous among them. They say he was a commando. He killed people in Afghanistan.
That's what soldiers do. Doesn't mean he's a thief.
Christina looks down.
Did he say where he got the money from?
He said maybe God.
Anyway, what do you think the police themselves would do with it if you handed it in? They'd just share it out and drink it in the pub.
Christina smiles.
Add it to the nourishment fund or a Christmas, get them all jumpers or something.
Actually, he told me to buy something for myself. I thought perhaps maybe I could use just a small proportion of it. You see, there is something I have been praying for.
You're a good and holy woman, Sister Christina. If the money's an answer to a prayer, how can it be wrong? Let me put it this way. I've not written anything down about this in the book.
Christina picks up the money. At the Royal Opera House, a poster of a ballerina hangs by a set of revolving doors. In a woolly hat and scarf, Christina walks in. She walks through the crowded lobby to the ticket office.
One for Maria Zielinska.
One what?
One for the Maria Zielinska farewell performance.
I'm afraid it's all sold out.
Sold out? But it isn't until October.
It's sold out online in 2 hours.
Mm.
We do still have one box available.
Box.
On Tuesday, October 1st.
And how much is a box?
A box for the farewell performance is £500.
Christina blinks. In Afghanistan, the tread of a tank rolls past. Bullets rip through the soldiers crammed inside. Joey ducks. He sees blood explode from a soldier's head. In London, Joey sits up in bed. In the tank, Joey looks back at the soldiers. In slow motion, sparks fly as bullets tear through the tank. In bed, he drinks vodka. The shadow of a small bird shows through the bedroom blinds. A hummingbird flies into the kitchen. It stops, then carries on. Another hummingbird flies into the kitchen and stops. More birds join it. They dart around the kitchen and into the bedroom, stopping and starting sharply. They fly around Joey. A man hanging on a noose crashes down into the kitchen. Joey grabs an assault rifle and fires it around the apartment. Blood pools at the foot of a wall. He throws down the gun. A candlestick rolls across the floor. He sits on the bed. He looks around at the empty apartment. Nighttime. At the soup tent, Christina packs a pan into the van. Joey limps toward her.
Sister.
I'm afraid you're too late for soup.
I'm not hungry. I need medicine.
You're hurt?
I need antibiotics.
I'm not allowed to dispense antibiotics.
But you do it. For people who can't get into the system.
Go to emergency.
I can't.
Why not? If you don't want to give your name, just call yourself Smith or something.
That would be a mistake.
Why?
My name is Smith.
Jones, then.
Sister, I'm on the run from a court martial. I was in a special forces unit. There'll be no forgiveness.
Inside.
How do you know it's antibiotics you need?
I've got two broken ribs. There's an infection around one of the breaks. If it spreads to the bone, I'll die. I've been wounded before.
If you drink alcohol with these, they won't work.
I need painkillers. Give me something with dihydrocodone.
Yes, sir.
She salutes.
I've asked around about your friend Isabel.
What do you know about Isabel?
Last night, don't you remember?
Did I come here last night? Do something stupid?
You said you'd had some luck. God, you said.
She hands him a bottle of pills.
You don't believe?
She grabs the bottle and opens it.
So how do you explain those new clothes?
I don't. So what'd you find out about Isabel?
She doesn't come for food anymore.
He takes a pill.
If you see her, give her this.
A piece of paper.
Tell her she can come to me. Tell her she can be safe.
Who lives here?
Me.
Did you break in?
I fell.
Did you hurt someone?
Only myself.
She opens the door for him.
You know the boys say you're an angel.
Good night, Joseph.
Joey hobbles through Covent Garden. He enters the apartment lobby. In the kitchen, he takes a pill and washes it down with vodka. He lifts the vodka bottle toward the kitchen sink. He gets up from the couch, looking at an item in his hands. He paces in the living room. A radio alarm clock shows 3:30. Joey grabs the pill bottle on his bedside table. He leans back in bed, resting his head on the wall. Morning. Joey leaves the apartment and looks around. He points a key through a window into the parking lot. A metal gate opens into the parking lot. Joey walks to a sleek black car. The car turns onto the street and drives toward Covent Garden. A poster stuck to a metal vat reads, "Isabel, call Joey." Security cameras film Joey sticking posters to walls around the city. A poster flutters on a florist's door. Nighttime, in the apartment.
There's no need to look for me, I'm okay. And it'll just cause trouble. I've agreed to work for them for a few weeks until I've got enough for a deposit on a nice place. Then I'll go back up north. Thanks for looking after me, Joey. And for thinking of me. When I get away from London, I'll call you if you're still there. I've got to go.
Joey enters. Outside, a young blonde man in a long coat and suit walks under a bridge. He stops outside a parcel delivery store and tosses a cigarette. Three young women walk through the store behind him. The man in the flat cap approaches. The two men enter the store. The blonde man looks at the three women who stand in line. His eyes move to Isabel. Joey paces.
You have no more messages.
The blonde man moves behind Isabel and looks her up and down. He looks to the man in the cap. The man in the cap nods and mouths, "Yeah." Joey stares out the window. A soft orange sky hangs over London. Thousands of city lights shine on either side of the Thames, which snakes through the city. Text appears. March. Daytime. Joey drives the black car into the parking lot. He takes two bags of groceries out of the trunk. Inside, he uses a machine to juice oranges.
I know there's someone there, because I saw you go in.
He looks through the spy hole.
I'm going to call the police.
He pulls the chained door ajar.
Who are you? Damon said he was going to be in New York all summer.
Damon's boyfriend. One of them. He said I could use his flat while he was away.
Are you a model?
Sometimes.
He didn't say anyone was going to be staying.
Do you have his number in New York?
No, he keeps himself very private.
Pity. You could have called him.
Do you have a number?
Doesn't give it to me. In case I call him late at night.
I'm Tracy.
Joey.
They shake.
Joey Jones. Damon said I should stay here for the summer. Get my life back together.
So that's what I'm going to do.
He smiles.
Fuck.
In a Chinese restaurant, a waitress takes a roast duck from the window through to the kitchen. Joey scrubs a pot at the sink. In the apartment, he cuts through the bank card. He pulls down a folding ladder from the ceiling. On the roof, he jumps rope. He drinks water. He shadow boxes. Nighttime at the restaurant, Joey tips a pot. A waiter enters the kitchen.
Joey, there's a trouble.
They walk into the front. A group of beefy sports fans shout and gesticulate around a table at the front. Joey stands over them. The men stand and file out. Joey steps out with one of the men's scarves.
Dick, mate.
It's like, boys, you miss your train.
Who are you, a fucking nab?
You think she is, fucking tits. Fucking there's your tits.
That's right, mate.
Here's your fucking tit, man.
The man swings. Joey blocks and pushes him back. Inside, the restaurant manager looks up. He steps toward the window. Another man approaches Joey.
He's a fucking soft, southern fucking cock!
Joey grabs his arm and twists it behind his back.
You'll miss your train.
Another man swings. Joey blocks and jabs his chest. He kicks one man over and punches another. He spins a man into the window. The manager watches. The man slides to the ground. Joey points at the others.
Now you've missed your train.
The waiter and manager look at one another. Joey walks straight back to the kitchen. The manager stops the waiter from following. Subtitles. Who is that man? In a plant, workers cut off fish heads and scoop out guts. Joey and the manager walk through, then stand in an office with other men. Subtitles. It's not so strange. Uncle Stanley in New York has one now. That auntie in Chicago has two. They are a status symbol in America these days. They are good for the dirty work. Great to confuse the cops. A man, Mr. Choi, nods to Joey. He looks like he's killed people. They say he was a soldier. It's getting hard to find Chinese boys who have killed people. They all want to go to university. My oldest son works at one of those fucking advertising companies making those rubbish commercials. How's he doing? That shithead is not speaking to me anymore. Monkey, can you work with this soldier? It's no problem, Uncle. He don't say much. It'll be fine. Mr. Choi stares at Joey.
You want to work?
Yeah.
You know what kind of work I do.
Let's say you want a driver.
I got a lot of businesses. They say you're a hard man. It's hard city.
Joey holds Mr. Choi's gaze. Just tell him how much money he can make. Daytime. Joey sits in bed twiddling a car key. Outside a school, a crossing guard helps children cross the road. Joey sits in the black car on a side street. His gaze follows a flock of pigeons. The birds settle on a green. Hand in hand, a woman and girl cross the green toward Joey.
Play the animal game. Oh, come on, then. Yes.
Do we have a clue?
It's grey.
Grey?
Yeah.
Is it a dog?
No.
Could it eat me?
Probably.
Right, so how many legs have you got?
Joey lowers his head as they pass his car. In the apartment, Joey takes his shirt out of the wardrobe. He steams a black jacket and irons the shirt. Nighttime. In a suit, Joey walks to the entrance of a Chinese restaurant. He walks to the bar and looks at a server. Joey drives with Mr. Choi in the back. Daytime, Joey drives with Monkey in the front. Monkey nods to a man in a phone booth. An enormous guard stands outside. The man leaves the booth. Joey walks in and picks something up.
What the fuck?
New rules.
No room service cars anywhere between Last Street and the Crown.
What the fuck are you talking about? You're not even a fucking chink to be giving out rules. Show up.
The guard reveals a thick machete. Joey grabs his hand and punches his gut. He slams the booth door on his head. He punches and kicks the other man.
New rules.
Monkey nods. In a room with Mr. Choi, Joey punches a man.
It's not you, really, it's you.
In the apartment, Joey counts out money.
Can they pack it away, yaga?
He puts it in a drawer in the fridge. In the room, he punches the man to the floor. Nighttime, Joey drives. He looks out of the car window at a pizza delivery driver. A line of delivery bikes crosses Covent Garden. Christina ladles out soup.
Can I help you?
I've got a delivery for the Angel of the Lord's mission. 45 margaritas, 45 garlic breads, 45 Coke Zeros, 45 chicken dippers, and 45 coleslaws.
There must be a mistake.
It's paid for by Joey Jones.
Okay, it's not a mistake. Who wants pizza?
All the men raise their hands. Joey drives up to a house. A woman in a robe hands Joey cash. Joey walks through a casino.
So your boss in 15 minutes have Mr. Choi's envelope ready. So I want to order takeaway for delivery.
It's very nice, but I have no idea what it is.
I think it's probably duck. Thank and there you. Is fish and chicken and pancakes.
And this is from Crazy Joe the Angel, yeah?
Next.
Daytime. Joey stops the car outside a door. Two men get in.
Just drive, man. Just fucking drive.
One of the men cleans a knife. A girl runs after the car.
It's his little sister. She won't talk.
Stacks of cash fill Joey's fridge. Nighttime. He walks into a restaurant. He adds more cash to the fridge. In a grocery store, Joey walks down an aisle. Text appears, July. The woman from outside the school looks at cans on a shelf.
Dawn? It's me.
Nice suit. Me and your daughter live on £25 a week. Since I lost my job, I've been paying the landlord with blowjobs. Everything's cut. What have you been doing while they cut everything, Joey?
I've been fighting.
She throws cans at him. He grabs her. He holds her to him, their faces close. He takes out a roll of bills.
There's more where this came from. Lots more.
He leaves. Nighttime. Pastry boxes are piled on a doorstep by the soup tent. A red satin dress hangs on the door. Christina opens the door. She walks outside and looks at the dress. She picks up an envelope. Outside a meat market, Joey stokes a fire pit by a laid table. Christina walks up in her habit, holding the red dress.
Got my invitation. Sure you'd come.
Buying food for the boys, it's okay, but not this. Giving me things puts me in a very difficult position.
A vegetarian, are you?
Why are you lighting fires on the pavement?
The Chinese boss sends his people here to buy meat for his restaurants. Good 3 hours hanging out on the street, doing nothing.
He opens a bottle of wine.
So tonight I decided to have a barbecue. You used to feed me. Tonight I feed you.
She sits.
This is a very strange thing to be doing.
A man walks by carrying a leg of meat. Joey eyes him.
This is a smell of wood smoke.
I'm guessing that you have psychological problems.
Put me up a mountain. Tell me to kill people. The thing will come back down the mountain.
Joseph, I came here because I might have some news. About Isabel. They found a girl. Last night, my police liaison officer gave me this photograph. She was found in the river. They need help with identification.
She throws the photo onto a dinner plate. Joey studies it. He looks at Isabel's pale face. He folds the photo and drops it in the pit.
She's from the north.
Did you love her?
Share a box. You just keep each other warm.
Joey cuts a steak.
Will you talk to the police?
Fuck the police.
Christina stares at the meat as Joey cuts it into pieces.
Joseph, I'm really sorry to bring such awful news.
Where? In the river.
The city near to Canary Wharf.
One of those rich guys.
Yes, they think she was killed by a client.
The police give a shit?
Of course they do. David is a good man.
Really? He's a good man. Good. Good. Good for him. Good.
He scrapes the meat into the fire pit. He flips the table.
If you dare to be angry about Isabel, you're a hypocrite. I've asked around about your job for the Chinese boss. They say Crazy Joey deals drugs.
Just deliver the stuff. I don't touch the stuff.
The autopsy said Isabel touched the stuff. Maybe stuff you delivered. You don't put those things together in your head.
You know why she ended up in the river? Because that's what the river's for. To wash away girls when they're finished with them. What's else happening in this fucking city? How many people do you feed these days, huh? You give them soup. They want their lives back!
He picks up the table. He sits head in hand. Christina puts her hand on his.
Joey, when you were out of your head on drugs, a few months ago, you gave me some money. I've spent it on something for myself. I haven't been able to sleep properly since.
I called my sister in Warsaw. She sold some of the possessions I left behind.
She slides money across the table.
Don't need this.
I'm really sorry about Isabel. I know you cared for her, but think about all the other Isabels. Start to do the right thing. It is honest money. I cleaned it for you. Use it to start an honest life.
She edges her hand away from his. She leaves. He runs through the market after her.
We need to have this.
The dress.
I'm going to do a lot of good things this summer. Give people what they want. I thought you might want a dress.
Joey, I'm a nun.
I used to wear a uniform. Don't mean a thing, you just take it off. If it looks beautiful on you, then God would say it's okay, wouldn't it?
I will put it in the bag of clothes for Africa.
She leaves. Daytime. In the apartment, Joey pours cereal. Flashback, he folds the photo of Isabel and throws it in the fire pit. Flames leap up. He grips his spoon and flips the cereal bowl. Nighttime, the man in the beanie and the man in the cap saunter down an alley. The man in the cap kicks a cardboard box. He faints at a man.
Your cash and your ox, boys.
Joey stands in the road. The two men approach him.
Don't remember me, do you?
I'm not surprised. I've changed.
You got a knife?
Little spoon.
Joey punches the man in the beanie in the crotch. He grabs the man in the cap's arm and twists the knife toward his face.
You killed Isabel.
The man in the beanie lunges. Joey blocks and kicks, then knees him. Joey pummels the man against a shutter. He kicks down on the man's elbow. He hauls the man in the cap into a garbage bin.
Joey, show him! Show him!
Joey kicks over the man in the beanie. He presses his boot over the man's broken arm. He throws pills into the man's mouth and boots his head. He pushes the man in the cap against a door.
Who killed Isabel? They're only alive because I need information.
He takes out the spoon.
An eye for an eye.
He presses the handle against the man's eye.
You tell me what happened to her, or I'll kill you with this spoon.
Some guy used to rent a regular. Beat her up. He used to ask for her. He went too far.
Name?
They don't use names.
Describe him to me. Describe him to me.
Dirty city boy. Scar over his eye. That's all I know.
He walks back, pulling the man by the hair. He turns to the homeless men.
Get any trouble from these two again, you tell Crazy Joe, okay?
The homeless men stand staring. Joey throws handfuls of bills as he passes. They stoop to pick it up. Daytime, outside the church. The Mother Superior takes an envelope to Christina. Christina opens it at her desk. A card reads, Alvin Booth, Photographic Hyperstimulus. You are invited to attend the private view. She digs back into the envelope and unfolds a handwritten note. I have information for the police about Isabel. Meet me here, Joey Jones. She puts the papers back in the envelope and stares forward. Her reflection passes a framed picture of a ballerina. She puts on a coat. At the gallery, Joey walks. Projected abstract patterns spin on the wall. He stops before a photo of a male nude. He looks across the room.
Jesus.
Christina wears the red dress, her blonde hair down. She takes a drink from a waitress.
Fuck. You look...
Your note said you had information for the police about Isabel's killer. That is the only reason I am here. And I put on this dress because it is the only dress I have. And don't think I won't send it to Africa because I will.
Joey nods at someone.
I think my name's Diamond, by the way.
Please don't remind me. I think I might faint.
What?
I haven't eaten anything all day, worrying whether or not I would come.
She stares intently at a photo of a nude man bound by ropes.
Also, I didn't realize there would be so many naked men.
They walk outside the gallery. Christina glances at a photo of a flaccid penis tied in rope.
Look, I arranged to meet you here because I thought you might like photographs. I didn't realize there'd be photographs of men's penises. Sorry.
Joey, actually, I do like photographs. I take photographs. Usually of nature.
Penises are nature, I suppose?
Yes, I suppose they are.
So what did you tell the mother?
I lied. So what information do you have?
Tell your policeman to look for a guy around 30. There's a scar above his eye. Works in the sea.
Should I write this down?
That's all I have.
Okay, 30 years old, scar above his eye, works in the city. Got it.
We haven't been introduced. I'm Carl. What's your name?
Just looking around.
Yeah, I'm told the invitation you handed in at the desk was addressed to Damon Caulfield. I happen to be Damon's photographic agent. He's in New York. Who the hell are you?
Joey and Christina walk away. They walk down an alleyway. You know, I think I've worked it all out.
Then you're a bit drunk.
Yes. I'm having a crazy patch. Starting when I bought the ticket.
She gulps down pink champagne.
What ticket?
I used your money to buy a ticket to a ballet.
It's a pretty wicked thing to do.
You see, I've loved her since I was a little girl.
Loved who?
Maria Zielinska.
Christina poses in the reflection of a window.
She's 42 and still dancing. She is who I always wanted to be. She is who I should have been.
She holds her arms out in a pose, stumbling slightly. But look where she has led me.
I'm in a silk dress in an alleyway with a gangster.
She pirouettes. Joey catches her.
And I'm drunk.
He holds her against a wall.
Are you still a gangster, Joey, or did I change you?
Just having a crazy patch, too.
He picks up the broken wine glass.
There are things I have to do. When the summer's over, I'll stop.
Because of me, yes? I have to think I'm doing good.
No excuse for wearing a pretty dress.
When does Damon return?
October the 1st.
Then it's fate.
Where's?
When I say it's fate, I should really say it's God, but I don't. You know why? Because I'm not so sure that God is there anymore. That's the truth.
I use God as an excuse to avoid looking for myself.
I think I'm going to throw up. Oh.
Joey steadies her.
No, I'm fine.
Sister, I'm Catholic.
I'm not your sister. I'm drunk and I'm up against the wall. A scar above the eye works in the city.
She steadies herself on a wall as she walks off. Joey smiles after her. Daytime. Wearing the dress, Christina watches a train pass over the water outside her window. She puts on glasses. Joey steps out of his building. He walks round to the parking lot.
Joey! How are things?
Things are okay.
Have you heard from Damon?
Yeah, he's okay.
He seems so together now.
I'm really together now.
I'm like a different person. So, Joey, you're exclusively gay.
You know, it's interesting. Recently, I found myself attracted to nuns.
She frowns, then chuckles. Nighttime, Joey walks outside. In a restaurant kitchen, hands count bills.
Ma tu non capisci niente.
Joey enters.
I'm a kid.
Who the fuck are you?
You are Mr. Choi money.
What the fuck do you know about Mr. Choi?
It's my boss.
What are you talking about? Mr. Choi only employed Chinese. Tell Mr. Choi, I'll send him a check. Take the cash.
I don't like the look of him. There are four of us. It's okay. The man blocks him.
Step out of the way, my friend. Let me take some of what you owe in cash. As a gesture of goodwill.
The man grabs Joey's collar. Joey grabs the man's hand and bends it back, forcing him to the floor. He takes the cash box. A chef runs to Joey. Joey floors him with the box, then punches another chef. The boss grabs a knife and lunges. Joey catches his arm and bends him over the table. Joey holds the knife to the back of the boss's neck. He lets the boss go. He takes cash from the box. He walks out. A chef pulls a gun from a shelf and points it.
That money belongs to my family.
Vincenzo, no!
Joey turns. Joey shoots the chef's arm. Joey walks up metal stairs. He cleans the gun and throws it in a bucket. He walks along a balcony.
18 Clancy Street. That's 18 Clancy Street.
Known by the name of Joey Jones, no known address. Approach with caution.
Echo 3 over.
Reported connection to the Angel of the Lord Homeless Mission, Covent Garden.
A police car pulls up outside the soup tent courtyard.
Is there a problem? You're scaring my clients.
We're looking for someone. He calls himself Joey Jones.
Joey runs through the city.
We've been told he used to come down here. They said you'd know where to find him.
Christina's mouth opens. Joey drives. He walks into the soup kitchen tent with two coffees. Christina locks a metal shutter.
Let me help you.
What are you doing here?
She packs the van.
I just lied to the police. You haven't changed at all.
If I could do something else, I would do it.
She picks up trash.
What did the policeman say? You gave him the description.
He laughed at me. He said it was too vague. He said, tell Joey Jones to come and speak to us himself.
I mean, they can't be bothered to fucking look, because she was a whore.
The truth is, the police are more interested in finding out more about you. You're becoming famous, Joey.
And Isabel isn't famous.
You really are a hypocrite. You beat Taxman so bad, he's still in hospital. You're not just an angel. You're God Almighty dispensing justice.
Yeah, well, I believe in justice. Sometimes you have to make it happen yourself. I'm not the only hypocrite here. Want a kiss?
He takes a key from the shutter and holds it out to her. They get in the van.
Sorry.
Get out of my car.
It's a van.
I suppose you think it was very funny that I got drunk.
I've been drunk myself on occasion.
What exactly happened?
You don't remember?
It's all a blur.
You asked me to kiss you, so I kissed you.
Christina shakes her head.
You didn't have to kiss me just because I asked.
I wanted to.
Why did you want to?
That's a really stupid question. Look in the mirror.
It's not my fault that I'm fucked up.
For a nun, your language is pretty bad. So whose fault is it?
My gymnastics instructor. It was in Warsaw. It was my father who made me do gymnastics. I wanted to be a ballerina, but he said no.
A young Christina sprints through a gymnasium. She flips over a pommel horse and lands straight. The instructor enters.
If I had become a ballerina, it wouldn't have happened. My instructor began to... He began to do it when I was 10 years old.
you did it 17 times.
The instructor steps up to Christina.
It was going to be the 18th time.
She unfolds a knife and slits his throat.
For a very long time, I believed I belonged in hell. Because I was so young, they decided not to send me to prison. Instead, they sent me to a convent. Joey, I have never told this to anyone before.
Want me to drive?
I want someone to drive.
Joey drives the van down a road in the soft light of sunrise.
He will be fine.
He stops near the church.
How will you get home?
I'm a gangster. Steal a car. Lovely morning. Christina, in the end, I just took off my uniform and ran.
And look what happened to you.
In the Mother Superior's office,
Sister Christina, I am deeply shocked. You filled in the Africa application.
My preference is for the Valley Mission in Sierra Leone.
But what about your work here, at the Soho Mission?
Africa was always part of my life plan.
Yes, in 2 years.
I want permission to move it forward.
But why?
I am finding there are too many distractions here in London.
You're blushing.
It's very warm in here.
It's even warmer in Sierra Leone. Hot, even.
I will wear a hat.
You've applied to leave in this quarter.
I am ready to leave any time after October the 1st.
In a chic office, Mr. Choi reads a newspaper. Joey enters.
Joey, you said you wanted to speak to the boss?
Joey nods.
Come with me. I bring Jason to you, can you?
A middle-aged woman sits typing. She gestures.
Sit.
Madame Choi. Madame, you know everything that happens in your back garden.
You know our garden.
If a man pays for girls when he's violent, he soon becomes famous.
He asked, "Which cage has moved our garden the most?" You will
not work with him again. Our lawyer will collect his $2,000.
We refuse to deal with them. The Russians will just charge double.
I understand you have a blacklist of violent men.
He knows we have a black list.
I'm looking for a very violent man who attacks girls.
He's young,
around 30.
三掌左右.
He has a scar above his eye.
眼上面有疤。他坐到一身都是名牌。 He wears very expensive suits. We know him.
The description is not too vague for you.
We have a business to protect.
Madame, would you be able to find out the name of this man?
这条街叫什么名字?
Is there anything he could do for us? We could give him the job that no one wants. Madam Choi opens a drawer and sets a key on the desk.
That you UK bonds are?
Favor for a favor.
Early evening, a long slender cable bridge spans the Thames. The low sun glints on the water. Joey drives a van over the bridge. He looks out at the built-up shore and the river stretching toward the smoggy horizon. He drives through a tunnel. Nighttime, pulling on a jacket, he walks through a lot full of 18-wheeler trucks. He unlocks a padlock at the back of a cargo trailer. He turns on a flashlight and shines it on stacked cardboard boxes. Left hand only. Make a fist. Hands reach out of the cardboard boxes stacked the length of the trailer and make fists. Joey walks through and clicks a counter. He looks at the counter, 24. A limp arm pokes out from one of the boxes. Make a fist. He takes the limp hand and closes it into a fist. He drives the 18-wheeler through the rain, streetlights blurred in the windshield. He drives up to a motorway toll gate. In a bedroom, the blonde man from the parcel delivery store kisses a woman in lingerie.
Tell you.
Tell me what?
I didn't tell you.
He slaps her onto the bed.
No. No.
He pulls her up by her neck.
I didn't tell you.
He throws her into a wall. He pulls her up by her hair. He punches her. A woman with curly hair walks upstairs. She stops outside the bedroom door. In the room, the man pushes the woman onto the bed. He hauls her up. In the hall, the curly-haired woman digs in the pocket of a suit jacket hanging on the wall. She takes out an invitation to a rooftop cocktail reception addressed to Max Forrester. Dawn, two men pull open a gate. Joey drives the truck through into a courtyard. Joey gives the keys to a man as he walks past. He gives the counter to Monkey.
58.
He takes cash.
Some of them kids.
And some of them are girls. You want one?
Also ask for information.
It's coming, okay?
Wake up. Welcome to London. All your dreams have come true. Nighttime. From the apartment rooftop, Joey stares out at bridges crossing the Thames. He looks down at the invitation addressed to Max Forrester. On the back, Size and Par Investments, Monday, 1st of October, 7:30. Christina walks into the soup tent courtyard carrying two grocery bags. A flower and a letter bearing her name are tied to the post of her soup stand. She takes the letter. Daytime in a park. Wearing a suit, Joey stands at the foot of a stone fountain at the intersection of two paths. He holds a camera. Text appears, October 1st. Christina walks toward him in her habit. He looks up. She smiles. He hands her the camera.
It's the latest. Do you know how to work it?
Yes, of course. You could afford to get a professional to do this.
Yeah, but I wanted you.
He puts on a tie.
So, who are the photographs for?
My daughter.
You have a daughter?
9 years old.
They look at the fountain.
I came here with her once when she was small. She might remember. I wanted to have some photographs of me looking like a normal man.
He stands in front of the fountain.
What do you think? Like this?
He stands stiff and tight-mouthed.
Smile.
Why?
Okay, actually, you look okay.
Will it look a good man?
What do you mean?
I wanted to think I'm a good man.
Yes, you look like a good man.
So take a picture.
He sits.
Did your daughter ask for photos?
No. When she's older, I wanted to have something to remind her of me.
You won't see her?
Don't think I'll look like this for much longer.
He stands and smooths his tie.
Why not? Why shouldn't you stay like this?
Just take a picture.
They sit in an outdoor cafe. Joey pets a passing dog.
You should have one like this. More natural.
A businessman drinking his morning coffee.
Such a successful man.
So rich.
Charitable.
Of course.
She will be very proud of you.
Enough. I said enough.
She leans in close.
At last, a laugh. There. I am changing you.
He nods. He takes the camera.
Send those ones to me. I'll take them with me to Africa.
He looks up.
You're going to Africa?
A valley in Sierra Leone where there's no water.
When do you leave?
Tomorrow.
He adjusts the lens. She puts her hand on his.
So this is the end of my crazy patch, Joey. And I've decided I want to end it with you.
In Joey's apartment, Christina's glasses and watch lie on the dining room table. Next to them, a half-finished glass of wine. A coat hangs from a shelf. At the other end of the table lie sets of keys, the camera, and Joey's tie. On the steps leading up to the bedroom, two pairs of shoes are neatly placed by a strewn pair of pants. The bedroom door stands ajar. Outside the apartment building, a black cab pulls up. A middle-aged man in a jacket with elbow patches steps out.
Keep the change.
He walks to the door with a suitcase. A security camera films him going through the lobby. He walks through the hallway to Joey's door. A chain blocks the door.
Hello? Who's there? Hello?
The man looks through the mail slot. Christina puts on her shoes.
Who the bloody hell are you?
She finishes the wine.
Open this bloody door, will you? I don't know who you are, but just open this door. Open this door. Did you hear me? I said open the door.
Carrying a duffel bag, Joey leads Christina toward the back of the apartment. They run down the fire escape. They run into Covent Garden.
Christina, there's enough money in here to get us away. We can go anywhere in the world.
Joey, if you want to be a good man, be a good man.
She kisses him.
Joey, will you come with me to the ballet tonight? I have a box. There is room for two. Tonight at 7.
She kisses him and walks off. In the church, Christina addresses a small audience seated on pews.
My time here at this mission has been a fulfilling time. Surprises all along the way. Our mission has had some failures, some tragedies. The poor girl Isabel. But we have also had successes. And we have also had some who, in spite of how it may appear, give us reason to hope.
Nighttime. Joey drives up to an apartment block. He opens an envelope and looks at the photo of him sitting by the fountain. He walks to an apartment. His daughter opens the door.
Who are you?
I've got something for your mother. Something for you.
He hands her the envelope.
Just hold your hand for a minute.
He crouches and reaches out his hand. She slowly places her hand in his.
Rubio, is it?
Joey stands. Dawn stops a few feet from the door.
You'll be good, okay?
He leaves. Dawn goes to the duffel bag. Inside the bag, stacks of cash. Joey walks through the apartment block. Christina walks toward the Royal Opera House.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Royal Opera House. My performance and the agility.
Joey drives. City lights and the London Eye glow across the river. Christina checks her watch by the entrance. She looks up. Joey walks past a glass-fronted building. Christina's gaze settles on someone. Joey walks. Christina steps forward. A man who looks like Joey passes Christina. Joey walks past a courtyard and a sign for SP Investments. He walks through the lobby of a sleek modern office building. Christina looks around.
Please take your seats.
Joey stands in a crowded elevator. Christina walks through the revolving doors of the opera house. On a rooftop, Joey takes a drink from a tray and steps through a crowd. He scans the guests. Max turns. Joey turns. Max places down an empty glass. A ballerina stretches in the wings. Christina grins and puts her hands to her mouth. Joey stares at Max from across the bar. Max walks over to a woman and puts his hand on her arm. Christina stares toward the stage. She blinks. Tears glisten in her eyes. Joey waits at the bar. Christina stares ahead. Joey steps toward Max.
Max. Max Forrester.
Yes. Who are you?
How was your bonus this year? Was it good?
It was very good. Are you from Cisco or American Eagle?
No. I'm from down there.
He nods to the street.
Listen, can I talk to you for a minute?
I was actually just getting some drinks.
Joey grabs him.
Who are you?
Who am I? Let me think.
Joey pushes Max through a crowd and holds him over the edge of the roof.
Just look, what the hell do you want?
I think you should know how it feels to be down there.
Joey throws him off the roof. He fires a pistol in the air. He walks through the scrambling crowd, drinking from a vodka bottle. He runs downstairs. Surveillance footage scans over skyscraper roofs.
Witnesses report he was pushed or thrown from the roof. Military police reference.
Joey jogs around the corner.
Department of Defense, long-term missing person.
Do you have a visual?
Negative, no further sightings.
Office blocks and signs pass in the rear window of a car. Christina stares forward and slowly smiles. She applauds. She clasps her hands to her mouth and grins. Christina walks through Covent Garden. She slows and looks at a man sprawled on the curb. She walks over to the man, Joey. She takes off her scarf and drapes it over him. She sits down next to him. Headlights pass over her. A black car pulls up outside the opera house. Joey stirs.
There's a party after the show. I want to see her walk to her car.
Joey drinks from the vodka bottle.
Let me explain. When I'm sober, when I'm healthy and well, I hurt people. I'm lethal. the drink to weaken the machine they made. Finished the work I had to do.
Christina looks away.
I'm in parts. I'm in parts with her that day. Surveillance drones. So what happened?
In surveillance footage, soldiers walk on a street. Joey marches the long-haired man through the square. Civilians reach for him. You've got the wrong man. He didn't do it. People flee from the square. Joey takes the man's scarf and pulls it over his head.
The enemy killed five of us. I killed five of theirs. First five I could find. Left the father hanging.
A body with a covered head crashes down on a noose. Dust explodes from buildings. Women in veils and men in turbans flee in all directions. Locals cower outside a cafe. Joey stares out at Covent Garden. His lip trembles. An elegantly dressed woman with a tight bob walks across the square toward the car.
You see her? She's my witness.
Joey lies on Christina's lap. She holds him. Murky pink and yellow clouds hang over the London skyline. In her bedroom, Christina looks out of her window. She and the Mother Superior walk out of the church. The mother carries a suitcase. The red dress hangs on Christina's wall. They stop outside the church. The Mother Superior holds out her arms. Christina hugs her. Christina walks to a black cab.
Sister.
A nun hands Christina an envelope. She opens the envelope in the back of the taxi. She takes out a close-up photo of a grinning Joey and a letter.
Dear Christina, I just wanted to say thank you for taking the photographs. Considering it's me and the pictures, they turned out pretty well.
Joey walks the streets.
I gave all the best ones to my daughter, so you're left with the ugly ones and the scary ones. Sorry. I sent Damon the money I took from his account and added some extra for rent. I left the boys at the mission some cash for pizzas and sent details of the people smugglers to the police. I also rid the city of a bad man. I know that doesn't make me a good man, but I try to do the right thing. Now I go back to the street and disappear. I was alive again for one summer. I'm glad I spent it with you.
He drinks.
I hope Africa treats you well. All my love. Joseph Smith.
Surveillance footage follows Joey.
Visual confirmed. Surveillance camera profile matched to Joseph Smith. Target in sight. We've got eyeball.
Target in an eastbound on Brewer Street towards Glasshouse Street.
Without
lead.
File
040
profile
and
visual.
I repeat, that's east on Brewer Street.
District
Court Martial.
Approach with extreme caution.
I think we have it this
thing.
Okay, target in sight.
Okay, we've got it.
Go.
Take it.
Credits roll. Previous credits, casting by Leo Davis and Lissy Holm. Costume designer, Louise Jernsward. Audio description created by Zoo Digital, written by Isaac Brown, and narrated by Tansy Alexander.